Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Rosemary. It's nice to be with you.
Ross, can you give us the background information on the Wirra Way and what were the primary mission and combat roles that this utilised in the or by the Allied forces?
The Wirra Way is an iconic RAAF Australian-designed and produced aircraft. Mostly, its primary role was as a trainer, but as we were short of fighter aircraft at the time, just over 100 of the type were produced as fighters, and they operated primarily in the Pacific War around 1942 to 1944.
Okay, and what did the Wirra, or how did the Wirra Way stack up against the light aircraft of the era?
Well, sadly for those people who had to fly it against enemy aircraft, it was short on speed and agility and indeed armament. So it was outclassed by the Japanese fighters of the day and had a really hard time against them. It did manage to shoot down one Japanese fighter.
Well, good on it. And Ross, what does owning and flying a historic warbird like the Wirra Way mean to you personally?
It connects me with aviation in the early days. I've been flying now for 50 years, so my initial training aircraft was a lot like a Wirra Way, but it also allows me to bring that historic aspect of Australian that military aviation to the local community as we not only show the airplane at displays and commemorative occasions, but it is available for everyone in the community to actually travel in as a passenger to experience what it was like to fly in those days.
There you go. Now, how does the Wirra Way tie into preserving the history and the sacrifices of the World War II era?
Almost every pilot that was trained in World War II to go to war would have flown in a Wirra Way because it was the primary trainer of the day. So it connects directly to those people who flew it and those people who were sacrificed their lives. And indeed, it is amazing the number of people in the community who have some sort of connection through family, friends, with Wirra Way flying.
There you go. And Ross, finally, what are your activities for today?
On Anzac Day 2024, two aircraft from my company, the Wirra Way, will be overflying MPRSL ceremonies and the T-28, a powerful North American trainer and combat aircraft, will be in the Bundaberg region for 10, 11, 12 fly pass throughout the day. So we'll be very active on Anzac Day and proud to be in the skies to help commemorate this occasion.
Ross Parker, President of Caboolture Warplane Museum, thanks very much for joining us on this very wonderful day, Anzac Day 2024. Thank you, Ross.
It's a pleasure, Rosemary.